Hi, welcome. In this intermediate lesson, we're going to build a rake heat style bassline turn in Ableton Live 12, a compact, punchy, ominous one bar turn with a full sub, an FM style mid growl, and a distorted top layer. We'll use only Ableton stock devices, route everything into a single group channel, add movement with filters, envelopes, and frequency, shifter automation, and finally resample the turn to audio so you can trigger it as a one shot. Set your tempo to your track. 170 to 175 BPM is typical, and keep Live's metronome off while you craft swingy turns. I'll reference C1 as the root slash sub, transpose to your key if needed. What we'll build? A one-bar MIDI turn pattern, with a heavy sub foundation, a mid-range growl with light FM character, and a distorted top layer for bite. We'll control mono slash sub, add mid-side width, where needed, process via saturator right arrow EQ8 right arrow multiband dynamics, automate pitch, filter and frequency shifter for the signature Ray Keith snap, and balance a combined audio turn. Let's jump into the step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prepare your session. Create 3 MIDI tracks and name them bass sub, bass growl, bass top. Group them into a group called bass turn group. Change the global grid to 1/16 or 1/32 to give yourself detail. Then create a 1-bar MIDI clip on each track, using C1 as your main note, and enable loop. B. Sub layer with operator on bass sub load operator. Set oscillator to assign at 0 dB. Tune to the root C1. Turn off oscillators B and C. Set the amp envelope for a very short decay, 0 to 30 milliseconds for a little click. Then keep sustain full so the sub holds steady. Don't use a pitch envelope for the sub. After operator add a utility, and set width to 0% so the low end is mono. Add an EQ8 after utility. Use a low pass around 200 to 300 Hz 24 dB slope to focus the sub. If needed, boost gently around 60 to 80 Hz by 1.5 to 3 dB. Finish with a glue compressor, fast attack, medium release to glue transients a bit. Optionally sidechain to your kick later. C. Growl layer with wavetable on bass growl load wavetable. For oscillator 1, choose a sawish or square wavetable and position it where harmonics are present. Use oscillator 2 as a sine or triangle routed into oscillator 1 for light FM. Keep unison low, 1 to 2 voices, and minimal detune. Use a bandpass or low-pass filter. Start cutoff around 200 to 800 Hz and set resonance to taste in the 0.8 to 1.6 range. Set the amp envelope with a short attack 510 ms, high sustain and short decay. Add a small pitch envelope for a downward bite. A few semitones with a fast decay between 50 and 120 ms. Insert an auto filter after wavetable. We'll automate cutoff via clip envelopes for the turn sweeps. Add a saturator analog clip after the filter, 2 to 4 dB drive, soft clip on. Insert a frequency shifter, shift 1 to 4 Hz and modulate it with a very slow LFO or sync to bar slash beat for movement. Keep dry slash wet around 20 to 30%. End with EQ8 and high pass the growl above roughly 120 Hz so the sub remains dominant. If needed, boost 300 to 700 Hz for presence. D. Top layer with simpler on bass top load simpler in classic mode and use a short distorted sample or single cycle waveform. Transpose this layer a few octaves above the sub 2 to 4 octaves so it only contributes top harmonics. Use the filter with a high cutoff and low resonance, fast attack and short decay to make it percussive. Add saturator tube or soft clip with 3 to 6 dB drive, then redux for subtle bit grit. Start around 10 to 12 bits. Put a frequency shifter on this chain for a metallic sheen. Modulate it a little and keep dry slash wet 15 to 25%. For stereo interest, add a light chorus or delay. Delay sync to 1/16 with low feedback and dry slash wet around 10%. Use utility to set width between 30 and 60%, but keep the low end mono. E. Program the MIDI turn on each MIDI clip. Program a shared timing skeleton, but vary pitches and note lengths by layer. Keep the root C1 held through most of the bar and reserve the final subdivision for the turn. A typical turn at 170 BPM, a sequence of 4/6 short, 1/16 notes at the bar end, for example C1 right arrow B0 1 semitone right arrow G#0 4 semitones right arrow A0 3 semitones right arrow back to C1. Adjust to taste. The sub should play the root and then a damped lower pitch for the turn. Shorten sub note lengths for faster subdivision so it doesn't smear. The growl should occupy the mid-range around C2 to G#1 with overlapping notes to let filter and pitch envelopes breathe. The top layer plays quick staccato stabs, 1/32 to 1/16 length, at higher octaves. Add MIDI pitch bend on the growl for subtle slides, plus or minus 50 to 200 cents, either via the clip's MIDI pitch bend envelope or with wave-eatable glide and overlap. F. Movement and automation. This is where the turn gets its personality. Automate auto-filter cutoff on the growl for a quick sweep into the turn, for example a sweep from 900 Hz down to 300 Hz over 80 milliseconds, or the reverse. Experiment. Automate frequency shifter amount on growl and top for a quick spike during the turn. That short dissonant jump sells the peak. Automate saturator drive slightly over the final few subdivisions, maybe plus 1 to plus 2 dB, so the turn snaps into aggression. G. Mixing and glue group all three tracks into bass turn group. At the group output, add an EQ8. Set a high pass around 30 Hz to remove sub rumble and make gentle corrective cuts where frequencies clash. Use utility and multiband dynamics to control stereo and dynamics. A two-band approach helps. Make the low band mono before or inside the multiband so below tilde 120 Hz stays centered. In multiband dynamics, lightly squeeze the low band with a 2:1 ratio and use upward compression on the mid band if you want the growl pushed forward. Finish with subtle bus saturator or glue compressor for plus 0.5 to plus 1.5 dB of saturation and gentle 2:1 compression to glue layers. H. Resample the turn. Create an audio track. Set its input to bass turn group. Arm and record a single repetition of the turn, or use freeze slash flatten to bounce. Use clip gain and EQ to shape the resample. You can add more frequency shifter, reverse small slices, or time stretch as creative options. Having a consolidated audio clip makes it easy to trigger as a one-shot. Common mistakes to avoid: don't layer full range content on every layer. High pass the growl and top above tilde 120 Hz so sub remains clean. Always mono the low end. Stereo subs cause phase problems. Don't overuse saturation. Too much drive flattens dynamics and kills the snap. Automating drive during the turn is more effective than a constant heavy setting. Mind the EQ order. Remove problem frequencies early, before heavy saturation, not after. Watch pitch modulation. Large, unsmoothed pitch changes can produce zipper noise. Use small amounts and add smoothing or short ramps. Pro tips: resample multiple variants, a clean pass and a super processed pass. Layer and crossfade them for instant variation. Use clip envelopes for tiny per note filter and pitch moves. They follow the clip and are easy to edit. Automate redux on the top layer, so pitch reduction is audible only during the turn. Sidechain the group lightly to the kick for clarity with a short release. If you hear phase cancellation between sub and growl, invert the growl phase briefly or nudge it start by a few milliseconds. Duplicate your turn audio. Transpose a copy plus 7 semitones and low pass it to create classic dissonant character. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. Create a 2-bar loop at 174 BPM. Build the 3-layer chain. Operator sub, wave-eatable growl. Simpler top. Program a 1-bar turn on bar 2 using the note idea from earlier. Automate a quick auto-filter sweep and a frequency shifter spike during the turn. Resample the result, trim it, and place the audio on a clip slot for later triggering. Deliverable. 1 1-bar audio clip that sits clean under a kick. Recap: you've built a layered Ray Keith-style turn by designing dedicated sub, growl and top layers in operator, wave-eatable and simpler. Programming a short musical turn with pitch variation, clip or MIDI pitch modulation and precise note lengths. Adding movement with auto filter, frequency shifter and saturator, grouping and gluing with multiband dynamics, and resampling for performance flexibility. Avoiding common pitfalls like stereo subs, phase issues and oversaturation. Final workflow checklist before you export: check mono below 120 Hz. Phase check all layers in mono. Freeze a backup of the full group before destructive edits. Render resampled turns as unwarped audio and label variants. Save the grouped bass chain as an instrument rack and macro map the important controls: growl cutoff, pitch env amount, freak shift, top distort, sub level, and global width to quickly create variants. Now go make 3 variants of your turn: clean, dirty, reversed, and a slash B them in your mix. Iterate with micro timing, tiny automation tweaks, and resampling until the turn breathes and sits perfectly in your track. Good luck, and have fun making dark, 90s-inspired turns.